Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the August-September issue of Audiophile magazine. On today's program, we'll begin our reviews in fiction. You'll hear an Earphones winning review of Little Family by Ishmael Bia, read by Dion Graham, and a review of Miss Austin by Gil Hornby, and Earphones winner read by Juliet Stevenson. We also have an author interview with poet and best-selling author Julia Alvarez and a review of her latest audiobook, Afterlife. It's an Earphones winner read by Alma Cuervo. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards Earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, enhancement of the text, and appropriateness for the audio format. Our first review today is In the Beauty of the Lilies by John Updike, read by Jason Culp. Narrator Jason Culp affects the anxious, educated, and astute tone of Clarence Wilmot, a thoughtful clergyman in 1910 Paterson, New Jersey, who loses his faith but finds solace in movies. His son Teddy becomes a mailman who rejects all aspects of religion. Culp portrays him in a flat, sad tone. Wilmot's granddaughter, Esther, becomes a movie star, a media goddess, and Culp depicts her with a sly grin and a fatherly quality in his voice, allowing the listener to relish the irony of her career choice. Culp's take on Esther's son Clark, a neglected soul who joins a Christian cult in the 1980s, is emotional and authoritative, as it brings Updike's exploration of America's Judeo-Christian evolution full circle. Randy O'Brien wrote that review of In the Beauty of the Lilies by John Updike, read by Jason Culp, an Earphones winner. It's available from Random House Audio for 20.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Braised Pork by An Yu, an Earphones winner read by Vera Chalk. Vera Chalk delightfully narrates this ambitious debut fiction about a woman haunted by dreams of a mysterious creature. With her charming voice, Chalk becomes Jia Jia, whose husband, Cheng Hong, is found dead at their lush Beijing apartment. Beside him is his sketch of a creature with the body of a fish and the head of a man. The image propels Jia Jia to find out more about the creature, to better understand her late husband, and in doing so, she unearths buried family secrets. Chalk's smooth narration will have listeners hooked on the drama and intrigue surrounding Cheng Hong's sketch. While the story dead ends, this audiobook is a must-listen for those who enjoy slow-moving mysteries. Arvin Cerizzo wrote that review of Braised Pork by An Yu, an Earphones winner read by Vera Chalk. It's available from Recorded Books for 5.25 hours unabridged. Our next review today in fiction is The Astonishing Life of August March by Aaron Jackson. It's an Earphones winner read by Joel Frumkin. What's really astonishing is Joel Frumkin's spectacular performance of this outstanding debut novel. During intermission, a Broadway leading lady gives birth, coolly deposits the newborn into a laundry basket, finishes her play, and never looks back. Aged laundress Eugenia Butler finds the baby and quenches his first thirst with champagne. Frumkin is attuned to Jackson's tongue-in-cheek humor, offering bravura characterizations that fit the story perfectly. August's existence remains a secret, and he grows up backstage, educating himself by watching Shakespeare from the wings. He is befriended by actor Sir Reginald Percyfoot, but a normal life is not in the cards for August. Frumkin doesn't miss a note or nuance. He fully channels the quirky cast and highlights the author's wonderful, literate imagination. Truly delightful listening. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of The Astonishing Life of August March. It's written by Aaron Jackson. It's an Earphones winner read by Joel Frumkin, and it's available from Harper Audio for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in fiction is Miss Austin by Gil Hornby, an Earphones winner read by Juliet Stevenson. In cultured, melodious voice, narrator Juliet Stevenson becomes Miss Cassandra Austin, older sister to Jane and keeper of her memory. In the course of this fictional biography, Cassandra, at the end of her life, tells the story of her relationship with Jane through letters and reminiscences. The story shifts between the late 1790s and early 1800s and the present of 1840, when Cassandra arrives to help clean out the family parsonage and rescue Jane's letters for posterity. Stevenson portrays the Austin sisters, nieces, and sister-in-law with different tones ranging from soft to stiff, from cultured to bombastic. Fans of Austin will discover echoes of the plots of her most famous books, including the heartrending Lost Chances for Love, suffered by both Jane and Cassandra. Miriam B. Kahn wrote that review of Miss Austin. It's by Gil Hornby, an Earphones winner read by Juliet Stevenson. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 11 hours, unabridged. Our next review in fiction is Little Family by Ishmael Bia. It's an Earphones winner read by Dion Graham. Narrator Dion Graham captures listeners' attention in this heartbreaking audiobook about five orphans in an unnamed coastal town in an unnamed African country. Each of the five main characters has such a distinct personality that it could have made sense to hire a full cast, but with Graham narrating, it was unnecessary. Their various dialects, accents, and quirks of the characters are so distinct that listeners will recognize each one without even having to hear their name. Graham's ability to switch from a documentary-type narrator's voice to a teenage girl's to an old man and back is seamless and engrossing. Don't make any plans. Once you've hit play on this, you won't be able to stop. That review was written by Anthony Farina of Little Family by Ishmael Bia. It's an Earphones winner read by Dion Graham, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 8 hours of unabridged listening. Next today we have Strange Hotel by Imir McBride, read by the author, and it's an Earphones winner. Award-winning author Imir McBride introspectively delivers her emotionally charged novella about a middle-aged woman who frequents hotels. In a stream-of-consciousness style, McBride introduces listeners to an unnamed female character who checks in and out of hotels in different places around the world, such as Avignon, Austin, Auckland, Moscow, and Oslo, to run away from a past she only vaguely mentions. To cope, the unnamed character indulges in casual sex with men and smoking. The narrative is complex, but McBride's indulgent tone, modulated voice, and on-point pacing carry it forward and make it appeal to listeners' emotions. This poignant story of love, loss, and self-exploration will linger in listeners' mind. Arvin Carezzo wrote that review of Strange Hotel, written and read by Imir McBride. It's an Earphones winner, available from Macmillan Audio for 3.75 hours of unabridged listening. And our next review is Pizza Girl by Jean Hyung Frazier, an Earphones winner read by Gina Yee. Gina Yi is the ideal narrator for this stunning debut audiobook, which dramatizes the restless nature of adolescence. Yi superbly evokes a pregnant 18-year-old's kaleidoscope of emotions, which swing from unease about her present circumstances to complicated grief over the loss of her alcoholic father and impatience with her caring mother and supportive live-in boyfriend. Pizza Girl's unsettled existence is complicated by the older married Jenny, whom the book's protagonist meets at her pizza delivery job. Yi expertly conveys Jenny's melodious timbre and confiding manner, which mesmerize the confused but sympathetic pizza girl. Yi's pitch-perfect narration keeps listeners entranced until the final moments of this explosive audiobook, a page-turner that listeners will want to start for a second time as soon as they have completed their first listen. Michelle Ritholtz wrote that review of Pizza Girl. It's written by Jean Kyung Frazier, and it's available from Random House Audio for 5.5 hours unabridged, and it's read by Gina Yi, an Earphones winner. Now we'll take a break from our reviews, and we will have an interview with poet and best-selling novelist Julia Alvarez. Poet and best-selling author Julia Alvarez's first novel for adults in 14 years, Afterlife, is a timely and timeless exploration of what it means to care for family, for yourself, for the difficult neighbor, for the person in need. Our guide is Antonia, a newly widowed, recently retired professor in her 60s. Dominican by heritage, she lives in a Vermont town where her late husband was everyone's favorite doctor. As she navigates a narrow path through loss, taking sips of sorrow, afraid the big wave might wash her away, Antonia is caught up in the troubles of an undocumented Mexican farm worker and his pregnant girlfriend, and in the disappearance of Izzy, the most volatile of her three beloved sisters. Longing for her husband, the person who could always champion her way of being in the world, she turns for guidance to his maxim, "Let's see what love can do." Narrator Alma Cuervo's heartfelt narration provides an essential through line for the revelatory and beautifully written story. She builds character with subtle shading of accent, intonation, and rhythm. Her composed, evenly paced delivery helps listeners follow the plot threads while highlighting the story's most salient theme: what is our responsibility to ourselves and to each other? Cuervo's smooth narrative voice and exquisite articulation sound just right for Antonia, the former English professor, whose assigned ringtone on her sister's cell phone is church bells. Equally, we hear a mix of cajoling and desperation from Mario, the farm worker, manic enthusiasm from troubled Izzy, and a bubbling pot of personalities whenever the sisters are conversing. It's all done without overplaying, an approach that allows listeners to appreciate the book's wise, often stunning observations about love, grief, obligation, and hope. Afterlife is Alvarez's most personal novel. Like her protagonist, the author is of Dominican heritage, has three sisters, lives in Vermont, and is a former professor. Alvarez retired as writer-in-residence from her alma mater, Middlebury College, in 2016. To that core biography, she adds sensitive character studies, nicely played by Cuervo, of local Vermonters who range from farmers to cops to teachers. Everything is rendered with a poet's lyricism and empathy, which enable her to channel the immigrant's mix of desperation and determination, the ache of widowhood, and the comfort of love in all its forms. Alvarez, recipient of a National Medal of Arts in 2013, is the author of 6 novels, 3 books of nonfiction, 3 collections of poetry, and 11 books for children and young adults. That highlight of Julia Alvarez was conducted by Aurelia C. Scott, And here's a review of Afterlife by Julia Alvarez and Earphones winner read by Alma Cuervo. Alma Cuervo's warm, even-keeled performance guides listeners through the interwoven themes of love, loss, and compassion in this beautifully wrought new novel by poet and author Julia Alvarez. Antonia is a Vermonter of Dominican heritage. Since the recent death of her husband, she has been walking a narrow path through the loss of love and identity. For Sam died on the day that Antonia retired from her job as an English professor. In the midst of her fragile calm, an illegal worker on a neighboring farm asks for her help, and a crisis erupts among the three siblings, the Dominican sisterhood. Cuervo reads with nuance, highlighting different personalities without over-dramatizing and enabling listeners to savor Alvarez's memorable writing. Aurelia Scott wrote that review of Afterlife by Julia Alvarez, read by Alma Cuervo, an Earphones winner. It's available from Recorded Books for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening. And just a reminder, you are listening to the August-September issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, we're going to return to our reviews in fiction, and our next review is Universe of Two by Stephen P. Kiernan, read by Cassandra Campbell, and it's an Earphones winner. Cassandra Campbell gives a stellar performance of this audiobook set mainly in 1940s Los Alamos, New Mexico. The story is loosely based on the life of 19-year-old mathematician Charlie Fisk, who played a crucial role in the design of the detonator for the atomic bomb. The point of view alternates between Charlie and his sympathetic wife Brenda, a musician. The sensations of their heady romance are superbly captured by Campbell. She clearly delivers complex scientific terminology and philosophical discourse while creating a vibrant portrait of the increasingly tense atmosphere at Los Alamos as the gadget is being developed. The distinctive accents and speech patterns of the mostly male scientists who come from several nations and all over the U.S. are expertly rendered by Campbell. That review by Michelle Ritholtz is of Universe of Two by Stephen P. Kiernan, an Earphones winner read by Cassandra Campbell. It's available from Harper Audio for 15.25 hours unabridged. Our next review in fiction is Little Eyes by Samantha Schweblin, also read by Cassandra Campbell. Narrator Cassandra Campbell portrays a cast of characters from around the world in a work of speculative fiction that addresses the ubiquity of technology. Virtual pets called Kentuckies allow a stranger from somewhere else in the world to control everything the pet sees, while the owner can choose how much or how little to share. Campbell's narration is immersive. The listener feels transported from Spain to Sweden and to Brazil as she seamlessly slips between the third-person narrative and the dialogue, using accents and inflection to reflect locale and, more importantly, the age of the characters. This story encourages listeners to grapple with how they themselves use technology. Anthony Farina wrote that review of Little Eyes by Samantha Schweblin. It's read by Cassandra Campbell, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 7 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Redhead by the Side of the Road by Ann Tyler. It's read by McLeod Andrews. Tyler's latest audiobook is a small novel about Micah Mortimer, a bachelor fussbudget in his mid-40s, who is re-evaluating his life. Although narrator McLeod Andrews has a tendency to replace commas with periods when introducing dialogue, he gives the diverse cast of characters unique voices. Micah, the youngest child and only son in a family with four older sisters, has a detached tone, He sounds patient with the tenants of the apartment building he manages and with the clients of his tech wizard business. Andrews also captures the admiration and amazement of the travel gods who live in Micah's head and compliment his every move while driving. Brink, the young man who appears at his door thinking Micah is his father, sounds like the floundering, frustrated teenager he is. This is a small novel with a big heart. Nancy McCarty wrote that review of Redhead by the Side of the Road by Ann Tyler. It's read by McLeod Andrews, and it's available from Random House Audio for 4.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires by Grady Hendrix. It's read by Bonnie Turpin. There's an air of disquiet in Bonnie Turpin's charming southern drawl in this edgy novel about the darkness that lurks where we least expect it. Patricia Campbell is the devoted housewife of a neglectful husband, the mother of ungrateful teenagers, and the tired caretaker for her ailing mother-in-law in a town where her only excitement is her book club. Turpin's narration captures the building chaos in Patricia's subdued and superficial life as Mrs. Savage chews off her ear, literally. A soft-spoken, unassuming stranger moves into the quiet town, and the genteel members of the book club called Bells turn into a sisterhood of vampire slayers. Turpin's delightful rendition of the ensuing gore, crisp expletives, and eerie suspense of this horror story, which touches on themes of gender, class, and race, makes for an enthralling listening experience. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires. It's written by Grady Hendrix, read by Bonnie Turpin, and it's available from Blackstone Audio for 13.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in fiction is The Paris Hours by Alex George, read by Raphael Corkhill. Narrator Raphael Corkhill's unwavering enthusiasm amps up this dynamic novel about four people in Paris over the course of a day in 1927. Camille, former maid to Marcel Proust, has a secret. Armenian refugee Sarin is a puppeteer with a haunting adolescence. Journalist Jean-Paul hides behind the subjects rather than face his tragic story. Artist Guillaume is desperate with debt, but a chance meeting surprises him for multiple reasons. Corkhill's impeccable French accent easily shifts to butchered French for speech of tourists. There is a sense of urgency in this fast pace during moments of action, and he evokes emotion in a voice thick with tears and fearful directives. The story's complexity is assisted by distinct character voices. Amanda Costello wrote that review of The Paris Hours by Alex George, read by Raphael Corkhill. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is In West Mills by Deshaun Charles Winslow, read by Bonnie Turpin. Narrator Bonnie Turpin brings the North Carolina town of West Mills alive through her stellar portrayal of Azalea Knott Center, the feisty, ornery, liquor-drinking protagonist of this audiobook. Knott, and that's spelled K-N-O-T, is the center of his town, and Turpin keeps a sharp-tongued mannerism that represents Knott and other people connected to her. Over a period of 46 years, this rural environment reshapes itself through its community. Turpin has a voluminous, steady speech pattern that represents West Mills. The intense relationships are the knots that progressively tighten throughout Turpin's narration. Beyond the sometimes objectionable actions of Knott and other community members, There are warmth and uncanny compassion in Turpin's tone that reflect love. Tracy Curry wrote that review of In West Mills by Deshaun Charles Winslow, read by Bonnie Turpin. It's available from Bloomsday Publishing for 7 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Girl with the Louding Voice by Abi Dare, read by Adjoa Ando. Flawlessly setting the stage for Abi Dare's award-winning novel, British narrator Adjoa Ando presents 14-year-old Aduni, who is from Nigeria, with submissive and sad tones. Still grieving the loss of her mother, Aduni longs to complete her education and decide her own future, though countless obstacles impede her. Throughout the story, Ando smoothly switches between distinctive characters as some unexpected friends help Aduni pursue her dream. Whether voicing Aduni's neglectful father, who marries her off for rent money, or Miss Tia, a caring woman who takes an interest in Aduni's education, Ando imbues each character with distinct vocal traits. Audiobook listeners are sure to be drawn in by Ando's expert narration as they journey alongside Aduni to find her louding voice. That review by Veronica Thames was of The Girl with the Louding Voice by Abi Dare, read by Adjoa Ando. It's available from Penguin Audio for 12 hours unabridged. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll shine our spotlight on indie publisher Lauren Blakely Books with a review of the recent release of Part-Time Lover by Lauren Blakely, read by Sean East and Vanessa Edwin. We'll follow that with reviews in romance with a review of Beach Read by Emily Henry and Earphones winner, read by Julia Whalen. So until next time, thanks for listening.